today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Since stewardship is a part of discipleship, and discipleship is a part of, is a journey, not a destiny, we got to keep moving. Keep on moving. Don't stop. Come on, say it. Don't stop. Get it. Don't stop. You got to keep on moving. This is a journey. You haven't arrived. Things will change if you continue to do what God has called you to do. This is discipleship and stewardship. Learn the discipline that God has given you. Stick with it. You'll see things transform.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Disciples of Stewardship. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11 through 18.
God wants people to see how you move, so they were like, what is that about you? Glory to God. God puts you in circumstances because he wants people to be able to dip in the wellspring that you have. Peace, joy, hope, and all of those things that come from you, managerial, so you can be a reflection of who he is, and they will come to know who he is, not just from the gospel being preached, but by your stewardship. God gives it out. He freely distributes it to us. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, James 1, let him ask of God, who gives it out liberally. He doesn't have respect of persons. If you really seek for wisdom, he'll start giving it to you. This dream that God gives us needs to come out of us. You need to start saying he should give you a dream, or to imagine things about the community that you live in. The neighborhood, I keep hearing that. The neighborhood that we live in. Some of us only know our church members, and we don't know our next door neighbors. Amen. Now, my next door neighbor, he was a little mean to one of our friends. The man bought the lot next door, and he thought he was an intruder because of the color of his skin. He wanted to call the cops on the man. Man walking on his own land. But because he didn't dress in a suit walking on his own land, he felt he was an intruder. Called the cops on the man. So we got all kind of neighbors, right? Let your light so shine. Amen. I don't think he wanted to drink coffee with me. But that's all right. I still stretch my hand over there and say, God bless him. Stop judging people by the color of their skin. Stop judging people by the color of their skin. That man took money out of his own account and bought that lot. That acre. So why does he have to prove himself when you walk on your property? Our world needs stewardship, and our world needs light. And instead of just focusing on what that man did and it blocks me from ever speaking to them, I say, God, let the light in our home, the light in my heart shine bright, so men would see your good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. Jesus is the living water. Again, and he, every time he descends into a soul, he tries to create a wellspring of hope, a wellspring of dreams, a wellspring of possibilities, a wellspring, glory to God, of managerial, I keep saying that, skills for your neighbors, for your community, for your city, your church, and your region. And since stewardship is a part of discipleship, discipleship is a journey, not a destination. Stewardship is a part of discipleship, and discipleship is a journey, not a destination. For each and every one of us, you never arrive as it relates to discipleship. You're always learning to follow Jesus. You know why? Because you deal with flesh. And submission is the hardest law to act or enact in this body, because it will test everything about your flesh. I used to say the word submission. There was a member of our church. Every time I say it, she'll grunt. Submit to God. Submit to. every time I spoke it, because that was hard for us, hard to even hear the word submit. Making sound. I still said submit, submit, submit.
Oh my God.
Some of y'all doing it under your breath as well. I say submit.
Someone is submitting to a man. I got my own voice.
Submission is the hardest on your flesh, to submit to the will of God. Men may not grunt, but they get lost. I ain't going no more. It's amazing to me if you want to lead something why you would quit so easy. But you want to be the leader. I'm the man. But as soon as your feelings get hurt, you quit. Your wife get hurt all the time. Still stay focused. Still moving forward. And you get hurt, you withdraw. I ain't giving. I ain't going. I ain't worshiping. How are you leading? All leaders get scarred. By the way, I thank God for that leadership meeting on yesterday. It was off the charts. Come on, the leaders of our church, top notch. And if we continue to grow and have our other meetings where we call in the entire cavalry here, those that work in ministry, I think we're going somewhere this year. Because I see leaders expanding, trying to grow, trying to develop. Glory to God. And men, if you lead, women, if you lead, you're always going to get hurt. Feelings and emotions are always going to get hurt when you're the leader. But you keep it going. You keep standing in the gap. I think it was Pastor Sabrina that says, it is not so much church hurt, it's just hurt. Because we all deal with people. People hurt you on your job, hurt your feelings. Do you stop going to work? Why do you stop going to church? Because somebody frowned or they didn't speak to you. They told you to get over here and do that. What do you, you don't stop. You keep going. So I just love that song. Don't stop, get it, get it. Y'all want to help me preach? Come on, say, don't stop. Get it, get it. Right. Pursue it, man. Pursue it. If you ask seven times, you may get some. Don't stop. Get it, get it. And if you start pursuing God like that, you may walk into the blessings of the Lord. Don't quit because you asked once and you didn't get it, or twice and you didn't get it, or three times you didn't get it, or four times you didn't get it, or five times it didn't change, or six times. Ask the seventh time. Come on, watch this. The next time you ask, it may show up in your life. Elijah prayed as other times, and God shut up the heavens for 3 years and 6 months, and then he prayed again. And when he prayed again, things opened up. The glory to God, the heavens that were closed opened up and rain began to fall. If you pray again the next time, don't stop. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. It may change the next time you make a move. Come on, give God a praise for the change. I see it. Somebody caught that in the spirit. Since stewardship is a part of discipleship, and discipleship is a part of, is a journey, not a destination. We got to keep moving. Keep on moving. Don't stop. Keep on moving. Don't stop. No. Keep on moving. I got to go that way for you because some of y'all won't get it until I go that way. Keep on moving. Don't stop. No. Come on, say it. Don't stop. Get it, get it. Don't stop. You got to keep on moving. This is a journey. You haven't arrived. Things will change if you continue to do what God has called you to do. This is discipleship and stewardship. Learn the discipline that God has given you. Stick with it. You'll see things transform. Some of you, the Lord told me there are 7 millionaires in our church. Let me go ahead and decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. You're not supposed to be a thousandaire. You're not supposed to be a hundred thousandaire. God wants you to go to the next level. Come on, if you believe it's inside of you, don't stop. God wants to do something in you. It starts with how you manage what you have. You feel it? You feel that millionaire in you? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? You feel something on the inside that God wants to do something different in you? God wants to bust your mind. God wants to blow your mind by busting a move. God wants to take you to a whole nother dimension where you're the lender and not the borrower. Then don't stop. Keep on moving. Don't stop. Thank you, Jesus. I said, don't stop. Keep on moving. The devil is trying to get you off the path, trying to get you to move different, trying to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. But you're going to focus now. You're going to put your chin in your chest. You're not going to stop. You're going to keep moving forward. And God will start opening up your business if you start doing his will. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what's happening here, but somebody need to take a moment, stand on your feet, and let's give God praise for that status that's coming. Something is moving. There's more going on in the darkness and in the unseen right now than you ever could believe. He told me, I've given you 7 millionaires. I've given you 7 millionaires. Come on, give him the glory and the praise. Woo. Come on, give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Why did y'all stop praising him? Go ahead and praise him anyway, spontaneously.
To God.
Your hands and give him the glory and the praise. He's already done it. If you won't stop, you'll see his hand acted out and implemented in your life. Thank you, Lord. Take your seat for a moment. Stewardship is a part of discipleship, and discipleship is a journey, not a destination. For each of us, we hope that these disciplines, these good habits, will help you to reflect on the journey that you must take to your destination. Glory to God. It's going to reflect on every area of your Christian life. Stewardship reflects every area of your Christian life. Discipline number one, be thankful. I know the enemy has come against you like a flood. And I know you have every reason to hold your head down because you're disappointed. And I understand that you had dreams and some of them have been shattered and even broken. And I know that you felt you should be further down the road than you are right now. But stop for a moment. Instead of looking at the negatives, look at the possibilities. And the way you look at the possibilities is to start thanking him for what he's already done. Come on. Let's give God thanks for what he's done. Come on, if you thank him, your attitude will change. If you thank him for what he's already done, I'm not talking about your dream right now. This is a discipline. I'm going to give him thank it. I'm going to give him thanks. I'm going to thank him for the small things. I'm going to thank him for every Q-tip. I'm going to thank him for toilet tissue. I'm going to thank him for my tile. I'm going to thank him for my home. I'm going to thank him for the clothes that I have. I don't have to ask nobody. I don't have to beg anybody. God has blessed me. I used to have lack, but God has brought me to another place. I'm going to thank him for the AC that I have. Anybody don't have AC? If you got it, you ought to give him thanks. If you don't have it, you ought to give him praise. When you used to thumb, you got your ride now. God has been good. You lost it, but God is causing you to regain it. Thank him for it. Just thank him for what you already have. Be thankful. It is a discipline. And if you thank him for what you have, because you're a lot further than you really see it right now. God has brought you from a mighty long ways. Let's give him thanks for it. Everything, in everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give him thanks. Thank him that your kids are alive. I got to bury a young 30-something-year-old that died on yesterday. My first member's middle son or youngest child died, found him dead yesterday, and I got to bury him. If your child is alive, you ought to give him thanks right now. She's got to come out of California to find her son that's laying up in a morgue right now. I don't know why you won't give God the glory, the praise, and the honor, because the devil is trying to kill our kids, but yours is alive. Give him thanks. On. It is an attitude of gratitude for what he's already done. He don't have to do anything new. I'm going to thank him for what I have. In everything we give thanks. For this is the will of God. Why would he want me to give him thanks when he hurts me like that? Why would he want me to give him thanks when my heart hurts? David said it like this: when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when I don't know what to do, have no clue about how to function, have no clue about how to, but when my heart is overwhelmed, take me to a rock. The rock that is higher than I. And there is a capacity and a distance between where you are and where God is trying to take you. And if you can see the measure, you know you can't get there on your own. But it is the thanks to God that gives you thrust, hallelujah, and a rocket booster to push you to the next dimension. You want to blast off? Your rocket booster is your thanks. So let's blast off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give him thanks, church. Come on, you're blasting off. You're blasting off. You're coming up. You're coming out of depression, out of anger, out of setback. You're moving to another dimension. Hey! Devil can't hold me down. I'm giving God glory. My stewardship is tied to it. My next status is tied to it. I'm coming up. Somebody's gonna catch it in a moment. You don't need me to preach to you right now. You know he's been good. Come on, give him thanks. When we give him thanks, we're talking about an attitude of gratitude. Say attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. We're way too mean in church. That's why we don't have no mother's board at Truth Revealed. Nobody sitting there with a white hat on looking at you mean. We don't need that no more. We need to have some gratitude up in here. If you're a mother in this house, you ever raised kids, you don't need to be mean to nobody else's kids. You need to have an attitude of gratitude. We don't need no mother. We don't need that. We need you worshiping just like everybody else. And we need you to give glory to God. We don't need no mean deacons up in here smoking stogies and doing all that other stuff and looking down on people. No, 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 no. We need an attitude of gratitude. People are already coming out of hell. They don't need to come in here and have U.S. Marshals up in here like nobody can attain the righteousness. We need to give God glory and thanks for what he's done. Give him thanks in everything. When you get a call that your son is in the morgue, give him thanks. I know that's difficult. Gwen, give him thanks anyway. We're going to help you when you get back from California. I raised that boy. But I hear God saying, give thanks. It's a discipline. You don't stop just because you have a setback. Come on, Joel. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Do it every day. Learn to give him thanks. Sometimes you got to walk through your house and just look at it, man, and remember where you came from. Some of us are living better than we've ever lived in our lives, better than our forefathers. God just wants you to start having an attitude of gratitude. Things may not be 100%, but learn to give him thanks in all things. For this is the will of God for you. Hallelujah. For your daily living, not just for your future, but for the lifestyle that you have right now. Thank him for the blessing of life. The fact that you're still breathing. Thank him for the big things, but also thank him for the small things. Thank him for the obvious things, but also thank him for the infinitesimal things, the not so obvious, so minute that if you don't watch it, it will pass without anyone noticing. Glory to God. This is the steward's heart, the discipline. Stewards give thanks to God. The next time you get a paycheck, before you spend money, say, Father, I thank you. You know how many people are out of jobs? Do you know how many people have more bill than they have resources? Believe me, I'm beginning to dive into it. Do you know how many people are struggling to pay their rent? And even now, rent is going up. Affordable housing is just going off the charts. Thank you, Lord. If you have homestead exemption, that's good. But if you have two pieces of property, one of them will not have homestead, and the taxes on it goes up tremendously. Over $3,000 a year. So those who are leasing homes and all of that are raising the rent, because they got to pay that tax. With every level, there are new devils. But even in all of that, God wants us to give him thanks. You want the next level? With the next level is going to come new devils. But give him thanks anyway. He will take you. He will cause you to rise above it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Disciples of Stewardship, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2202-2008. That's reference number 2202-2008.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. In preparation for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, it is time to save money on those much-needed supplies by taking advantage of the Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday until Friday, June 10th. Tax-free items include flashlights, lanterns, radios, tarps, and even items related to the safe evacuation of household pets. Abishai-inspired men, if you reside in Brevard area, Bishop Clark invites you to attend the extraordinary event for the youth, the Summit of Seventh Boys and Men Conference on Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th at Eastern Florida in Melbourne. This is a free event and men are encouraged to gather at least 7 boys and men ages 5 and older to participate. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app for details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineland Fishing Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.
Your full glory is revealed.